Hey, what's up, everybody? This week, we're talking about our self-talk. When you watch the best of the best do their thing, they're obviously saying some of the right things to themselves. This week, I'm going to talk about how you can get mad to improve your self-talk. So stick around for the show. Let's get it in.
To the Baseball Nomad Podcast.
On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the international game of baseball and softball.
Every week on the show, we will talk with coaches and players from around the world, where we'll discuss preparation, motivation, and building a consistent mental process for those high-leverage, high-stakes situations.
If 90% of the game is mental, we need to stop giving everything a physical remedy.
Stick around for your host. He's played and coached professionally on 5 different continents and won 12 different national championships.
He's the original baseball nomad. Some call him the hit doctor, but heck, you can just call him Coach AB.
All right, so it's said that we spend one third to one half of our waking life not living in the present. It means we're slipping away to our past, things that have already happened, or traveling forward to the future, things that might happen. Okay. Regardless, have you ever asked yourself what happens when you slip away? Well, we definitely talk to ourselves, that's for sure. The funny part of it is we probably spend too much time listening to what we have to say. A few years ago, Rick Ankiel struggled with his self-talk. You guys may remember Ankiel as a dominating young pitcher in the St. Louis Cardinal organization. Ankiel, if you remember, he imploded in a playoff game and threw 5 wild pitches in a row. His self-talk had a lot to do with that situation. Let's listen to how he described what happened years ago.
And I remember telling the media after the game, it's a mechanical cue, this will never happen again. And then sure enough, it happened again. And then for the next 4 years, I battled trying to find that consistency, that control, and become the pitcher that I was before that happened.
And I imagine every single pitch, you're thinking about, do I have control of this or not?
Every single pitch, every single minute of every day, it consumes you. That's the thing. You can't just leave it at the field. When you go home, you're wondering why I can't figure this out. When you start to look around at the other guys that have had this, you start to realize that a lot of guys don't recover. So it's not, you know, it's lonely, it's dark, it's scary, because it's not the same thing as a physical injury where you can just go have an operation. It's something you're looking at like, I might not ever pitch again.
Well, I remember Chuck Knoblauch, I'm a Twins fan, you know, stop being able to throw it from second to first base. I mean, it just becomes a psychological thing. But you made a decision to change. You didn't quit. You said, I'm going to do something different. Talk about that.
Yeah, so in 2005, I came into spring training and I was still pitching, and the injuries and the mental fortitude that it took for me to get it right, to throw strikes, because at the time I came back, I felt like I could help a team win, I could throw strikes, but I wasn't that same young, invincible, throwing high to mid-90s. And what it took was all day mental training, just from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep, and I felt like my entire personality was changing.
Now, Ankiel would later pivot after giving up pitching. If you remember, he turned himself into one hell of a position player, known for his bat from the left side, also his cannon of an arm. He would just hose guys on the bases. Anyway, Ankiel, you know, he's not the first elite athlete to lose his superpower, to suddenly have the skill he was best at stop being a skill altogether. I used to be able to fall out of bed and be ready to hit, but now I'm an old, broken down coach. But seriously, it happens across all areas. It's just not restricted to baseball. It happens to school teachers who prepare their lesson plan, or people who prepare speeches to speak in public, or doctors and dentists, surgeons. Suddenly that skill that they've been working on their whole lives suddenly just kind of fails themselves, right? And it's probably related to the conversations they have with themselves. Look, there's so much that we have to work against us that's automatically coming into our world, especially in this COVID time that we're living in. I'm talking about all the challenges, all the disappointments, all the setbacks. The thing is, we can't make it worse, okay? Now, the things that people say to themselves, I'm never going to get this right, or I just can't, or I won't be able to. I'm not going to make the team. I'm awful at this. You know, there's so many. And I you know, it's happened to me as well. Most people wouldn't talk to their worst enemy the way they talk to themselves. We know that one of the things our inner voice does do is it hijacks our attention. Okay. We end up focusing on the obstacles, that stuff that we should be trying to avoid, that stuff that we should be trying to find a way to get through, to get over, get around. We end up putting our attention only on the obstacle. And guess what? That's when we get into big trouble, because our thoughts, these negative thoughts, become things. Okay. And that's not good energy. All of a sudden, the I can'ts, I won't be able to's, when that shit happens, you're not playing to win anymore. You're playing not to lose. And there's a big difference. Okay. You're playing defensively. You're not playing offensively minded. And that's why it's so important to guard your attention. Your attention is what allows you to filter out the things that don't matter so that you can focus on the things that do. The idea is to look at what's not working and to immediately try to find a way to do it better. But we can't make the mistake of condemning ourselves, okay? That's probably my biggest advice here. Stop beating yourself up. I used to have a coach that saw me whenever I was down. He would say, hey, Anthony, AB, do you want a quarter for the butt kicking machine? Because I'm kicking my own butt, okay? We need to stop beating ourselves up. We got to learn from our mistakes, okay? And pivot. It's not failure. It's feedback. Stay hot, baby. You know, don't get into that victim mentality. I like to ask myself, what do I have to learn here? Okay. Good energy. I want the good energy. I want to play offense, not defense. Okay. You can't eliminate the bad self-talk. So the idea is to shift its momentum. You can get mad. And what mad means is you minimize, you avoid, you dismiss. Believe me, I know about all the garbage that comes into your mind in the batter's box or on the mound or in the field after you boot a play. But here's what you can try to break that pattern of that negative chatter in your head. First, minimize. Don't let a negative thought expand in your head. Sometimes we think about the negative stuff and then that shifts to what might happen, all the stuff that can go wrong. And believe me, in China, shit goes wrong all the time. Yeah, but I try to replace that with something else. I personally use gratitude, but you can use anything positive or solution orientated. Okay, for example, let's say you swing at a curveball in the dirt. Now you're a little bit self-conscious. Everybody in the ballpark saw you swing at the garbage, and now your self-talk becomes a bit shady, right? You need to nip it in the bud. So what? Next pitch. I'm going to make sure I'm aggressive up in the zone, for example. The idea is to shift the momentum and to focus your thoughts on controllables, okay? Things that you can control. Obviously, it's a tough situation. I know, right? And no one enjoys being in the situation. But the more you go through it, the more, even if you fail miserably and strike out, it's going to help you get tougher for the next time, okay? You'll have a system in place. Things don't happen to you. They happen for you. Okay. The last thing you want to do is feed your monsters. Don't let yourself focus on it. Remember, thoughts become things. Break the pattern or the cycle immediately. Don't let negative thoughts complete itself in your head. Shut that shit down. Okay. And then we go avoid the A, avoid. Remove yourself from negative or unacceptable situations. Okay. Go do something else. just like you'd walk away from secondhand smoke. If someone's blowing smoke in your face, you wouldn't just sit there, would you? I mean, it happened to me the other day. My wife, she's 6 months pregnant now. And my daughter, we all went walking to get some bubble tea. They love bubble tea here in China. And as we walk up to the bubble tea counter, you know, there's a couple of guys in there, you know, smoking darts. And, I politely asked them, say, hey, you know, can you guys, you know, move out of this area so we can order the bubble tea and we're not exposed to all this secondhand smoke. Okay. So, I had to say something. And if they hadn't complied, I would have just found somewhere else to be or somewhere else to go, right? But it's a negative situation where there's no value in me being there. In fact, it actually hurts me and my family. So, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. In the dugout, I don't want to be around my negative teammates or negative coaches. I want to be around guys who are positive, teammates that are positive, coaches that are positive, that help feed me with positivity. All right. Speaking of negatives, people, okay, dismiss the D. Dismiss. Don't dwell on the extras. Okay, and what do I mean by the extras? If you ever watch a film, at the end of the film, the star comes out there and he's got the big font starring, and it's huge font, right? And then you'll have your role players, you know, and their font's a little bit, you know, a little bit smaller because they played a smaller role, right? And then you have your extras, you know, cab driver number two or dog walker or thug, okay? They're the extras. Their font's really small, right? It's the same thing on social media. You can't let the haters on social media get to you because they're just extras, right? Their role is really small and you can't let their negativity feed you. You have to have, listen, you'll never have a positive influence on the field. Okay, or on the mound or in the batter's box. Or you'll never make a beautiful life for yourself off the field if you're hanging out with or listening to all the negative people. At least I've never seen it, right? So when those negative Nancys have something to say about you or what you're doing, so what? It doesn't matter in the scope of what you're trying to reach or what you're trying to accomplish. You know, they're not going in your direction. They're going in a whole different direction. So don't be soft and let anything hijack your focus. The idea is to control the balance, right? If you understand that you're constantly in this battle to maintain your mindset, at the end of the day, you have to feed your mind more positive stuff. I'm talking about positive reading, positive images or video, positive and uplifting audio, positive people, right? Every day, your mindset is under attack. Okay. It's all about being self-aware of the things that we're doing so we can improve and build on them. Our self-talk is in our control. So we can change it when it's not, you know, up to snuff. So this week, I hope you remember this. When you're faced with a choice, always choose the one that's going to push you the most. That's going to increase your growth. That's going to promote your gifts, your talents. That's going to promote your personal hero to come out to the plate, to the mound or the field or whatever, right? The choice now is to be more self-aware about how you talk to yourself. Start it now. Don't give away your momentum. The idea is to stay hot, right? Elite players, aces, world-class ballers, well, they bring their A game. They say the right things to themselves. Anyway, that's my time for the week. I hope you can use this. Whatever it is you're doing or going through, don't forget to breathe. And peace.
Hey, look at the squad. Look at my team. Don't be my hearts. Don't be my bruvs. Don't be my guys. Don't be the parts. Parts that I need to the puzzle. Look at my arms. Look at my palms. Look at the sweat, huh? Look at my eyes, look at the threat.
We working, 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 we working.
Practice make perfect, practice make perfect.
We working for certain, we working, we working.
We got the purpose, we got the nervous. we got a service. We working, we working, we working.